Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
Like, something about that's very intriguing to me, that like how it's kind of maniacal in a very interesting way.
Is there a postmodern supervillain story that starts with that starts with guy has pop rap career and then goes to like becomes paranoid,
ends.
Like world ends, and then he creates it as a Mad Max style empire.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's like,
yeah,
him and like Travis and Taylor in their Utah compound.
Hi, I'm Mark.
Hey, I'm Nicole, and this is Nevermind the Music.
Post Malone, Austin Post.
I'm like obsessed with him.
Oh, yeah?
I think he's really cute.
Obsessed. I feel like you're the only person that the listeners might agree. This, I don't know exactly when this is airing, but by the time this one comes out, undoubtedly there have been 25 references to Hozier in this podcast.
Oh, yes.
So who are you more in love with?
In love is strong. Who
are you more obsessed with? That's much more healthy emotion, right?
I'm very interested in Post Malone as like a human being.
Sure.
I think that he is very nuanced in a really interesting way. And I'm more intrigued by him than Andrew Hozier.
We're talking about the song Circles from 2019.
Great song.
What do you think about his vibrato?
Is that his real voice or is that like an auto-tune situation?
That's what I want to talk about. So he's got that shake, the kind of thing going on. Listeners, I just rapidly tapped my Adam's apple, which
funny.
Is exactly what Post Malone does on stage, I assume.
You think? I'm pretty sure it's all electric.
Well, so I wanted to unpack that. Obviously, we've got some real stuff to talk about. I want to hear more about your obsession with Post Malone.
You will.
I feel like there's a progression of his vibrato. Listeners, by the way, if we haven't talked about this yet already, vibrato is the sort of bounce of a voice. It's a voice rapidly going up and down in pitch, right? So it sort of shakes. And it's common for, you know, especially classical vocal technique, but also you hear it in a lot of R&B. And some pop, though, they're not as much these days. It's the difference between like, and I'm kind of forcing it there, but it's like a shakiness that provides a lot of warmth. And Post Malone's sounds a little unusual. If we go all the way back, his first single, White Iverson, 2015, there's these tiny little flips in his voice. Is this a little shaky vibrato or something like auto-tune and some kind of effect?
I need that money like the ring I never won. I won.
It sounds like his natural voice.
It sounds like it might be, yeah. Things become a little more extreme, though, as time goes on. So here's Rockstar from 2017.
That's not natural.
You say not natural.
I say that's not natural.
It sticks out so much. And it also seems almost impossible. Like, even if it is real, it's been sped up or something. And then here's Psycho 2018. At this point, I feel like he's messing with us.
And I'm like, whoa, man, my legs so goddamn cold. Diamonds when my teeth are sore. I can always let it go.
I mean, he has a... raspiness to his voice that makes it very distinct. And I think that in the demo, like, he's starting to play with this vibrato, and then later it's getting produced in.
You mean he has something natural, and then they later add it, they amplify
it? Yes, he has something natural, and then later they, like, bumped it up.
Right. I think you might be right. I think there's something there, but that there might also be things that are accentuating it. Here's a more recent example. I Like You, 2022. Let's take a little dip, little lady. Yeah. I feel like sometimes it might be more real than others, but how about...
Are you going to play Fortnite?
Well, that one doesn't really do it, does it?
It doesn't.
I don't think so. Yeah, and it's not all the time that he does it. It's like a thing he turns on, whether it's an effect or a technique. But
interesting.
At first, I was kind of convinced that there's no way this is real. But the more like I'm listening, there are singers that do this. This is Aaron Neville. This is his version of Bridge Over Troubled Water from 2000. When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are raining. Now that's way slower, but it's almost what we would call tremolo, which is not shaking up and down, but like the air stopping, and it has that warble, although Aaron Neville's is way more slow, almost also impossible sounding, because it's like, but how does this air interrupt like
but
that?
But we know it's him.
We know it's not auto-tune, right? And then how about this example, going way back, 1937. This is Someday My Prince Will Come, Snow White. This is Adriana Caselotti, the voice of Snow White.
I mean, that's iconic and also annoying.
Well,
to
it's
me.
So it's a very dated way of singing, but it's possible for a singer to do that kind of a warble. So I don't know. To me, it settles it. This is him doing Circles live, back to Post Malone.
Okay. Seasons change and I love it. Call. Feed the flame because he can't let go. Run away, but we're running in circles. That's definitely not manipulated, but it sounds like he's not okay.
I mean, it first of all, it could be manipulated live. It still could be, but probably not. It sounds like, you mean it doesn't sound healthy or
it
something?
It doesn't sound healthy.
It kind of doesn't. So I don't know.
Like, are
I,
you okay?
I feel like, Austin, are you
Austin,
are you okay?
Let
Mr.
us
Post?
Know. Do you need a hug?
Yeah. Write in, Post. Write in. Let us know how you're
available.
Doing. But in any case, I just wanted to highlight it. It feels like it is natural, but that they're doing things to make sure we really notice it. You know, like, I don't know that it's always 100% natural, but clearly that shows me, and Snow White shows me, people can sing like this. Anyways, okay, so you're a fan of Post Malone.
Yeah, I am.
I would say I am too, but I basically just know his singles.
I like his artistry quite a bit. I think that I'm interested in him as a creative person. And I like his collaborations. I like that he often... You think you have him in a genre and then he switches to a different genre and still crushes it. Like, I really like his versatility as a creative person. And I think that the vocals are just secondary to his, like, creative mind. That's just his medium. But
sure.
I think that, like, he's got a lot cooking in his brain in a really cool way.
Yeah, I don't know much about that. Is there, like... multimedia aspects or like other art forms that he's working
on? I just know that when other artists talk about him, they talk about him not like as a singer, but more of like a mastermind or a producer or like someone that just has really great ideas that, you know, that if he touches it, it's going to be a hit. Or if he gives input or feedback, it's going to be really good input and feedback. And the fact that he works with people from so many different genres and it's always great is telling to me in that regard. He's got a whole new album coming out soon that's an entirely country album, which I think is really interesting.
Oh, interesting. I definitely didn't know that.
It's cool. Like, so he crosses genres a lot in a way that is intriguing and kind of keeps him relevant. I just think that I respect that. I just respect him as a person. And he's also very open about like mental health and like his struggles with mental health and mental illness in a way that I think is really great to reduce stigma in that area, which is something I'm pretty passionate about. So.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.
The songs that I know of Post Malone are more or less the pop songs. Even when you look at the older stuff, the ones that he was releasing as singles, they're hip hop-y, but like he's a singer really. And he's not just a singer, but he really showcases to mainstream culture the singing more than the rapping.
Yeah.
So I want to talk about Circles and specifically the way the melody comes together. So here's the hook of the tune once again. Seasons change and our love went cold. Feed the flag cause we can't let go. Run away while we're running in circles. Run away, run away. I dare you to go further. I'm waiting on you. So this is one of those that has a long list of authors on it. Mm-hmm. Going back to some of our previous conversations on authorship. Written by Post, with Louis Bell, Adam Feeney, Con Gunesberg, and Billy Walsh. A bunch of producer-songwriter collaborators. This one did hit number one, which is his fourth, though his first just as a solo song without a collaborator, like a feature.
He has a lot of collaborations.
That's right, totally. So his previous ones, Rockstar, Psycho, and Sunflower, all featured another artist prominently. Okay, do you remember when we talked about motivic development with Paramore?
Who could forget? Yes.
How could you forget? And then we talked about variation in the Kylie Minogue tune.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talked about how you'd have little cells of music that were put in random order like puzzle pieces or Legos in the Dua Lipa tune.
Yes.
This is sort of like all of those, but also different.
Great.
So what I want to talk about is the way this melody sort of feeds itself.
Okay.
That the hook, for example, is a combination of previous sections of music all piled together. So I'm not sure what this will have to do with any of the arc of the sort of narrative and the mental health story and the sort of idea of looping around and failing over and over again in a relationship. But I thought it was part of what made this song so catchy and just such a jam, really. It's not just the beat, but the tune is really compelling too. So it's not necessarily full-on motivic development where things are being stretched and added to and modified in the same way as the Paramore tune, but it bears some resemblance to that. So we start with our first little amount of melody on a guitar in the song's intro. All right, so remember that little tune. We're going to see it transform throughout the song. Here's the first lines of the actual verse. I'll be the bad guy now, but no, I ain't so proud. Do those last few notes sound familiar to you?
Yeah, they sound the same.
So this comes from this.
Yeah.
So the melody ends on kind of guitar and vocal lick at the beginning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to see that be kind of the name of the game. Let's even keep going in the verse and see what happens. I couldn't be there, even when I tried. Some good case of the shakes there in the vibrato. And we see those two ideas combined to make the hook of the song. Take a look to this first section of the hook here. This part comes from here.
Yeah, they sound very, very similar.
They are the same. They're both the same notes with almost the same rhythm. Mm. And this part comes from this part we just heard.
It's great.
It's not quite. The Dua Lipa song was just sort of like random pasting of I'm levitating throughout and stuff like that. She kept duplicating this. It's like informing the next section and it keeps going. So here's the second half of that hook part. We've already heard in the first verse, instead of the high note being short, the high note's long, but otherwise it's basically the same.
But what Post Malone is doing here is he's finding a motif that works and he's repeating it and manipulating it slightly to create like a narrative arc of the song, right?
Right. On that note, I have a little bit more, but let's talk about that. So this song, it's like a failed relationship, running away and can't do it. You like keep getting sucked back in.
Yeah.
And there is like a sort of repetition to this. It's not cyclical, really. It feels a little more organic than that.
Well, what I'd like to talk about here, like along those lines, is when you read about Post Malone and him as a human, he has a lot of struggles with anxiety. He has a lot of struggles with depression. He has a lot of problems with being around lots of people. Like he often would say that, like, you know, the scene is a lot, like it's a lot of networking. It's a lot of like talking to people. And when he goes home, he just wants to be home and he wants a place that he can just shut it all down.
Right.
Instead of just like running around in circles all the time and kind of keep repeating the same conversations all the time. So he bought himself a giant property in Utah, like in the middle of nowhere. Huge, huge compound.
Like the Justin Timberlake method, right? That was Montana, though.
Montana,
right?
But he is like more of like a post-apocalyptical vibe. Like, let me shore up this compound so when the world ends, I'll have
JT
a place
is?
To go. No, Post Malone.
Post Malone. So Post Malone's like a prepper.
Kind of like a prepper.
Wow.
So that's what I wanted to talk about.
So like anxiety probably is a part
of
the cocktail.
Right. Anxiety is for
head.
Sure a part of that. Like obsessive compulsive anxiety. And I'm not saying that like Austin Post is obsessive compulsive personality or has anxiety. He discloses that he does, but I'm just interested in the idea of running away from society.
Mm.
I'm really interested in the idea of when do you make that call to completely retreat and say, I'm just going to protect myself and make sure that this is the place that I have to hide out at the end of the day? And it's a pretty nice place. Like, it's huge. You can like see tons of pictures online. It's like a pretty, if I'm going to get trapped anywhere,
right?
I wouldn't mind being trapped there.
But it's not a gilded cage.
It's not a gilded, well, it might be a gilded cage.
Maybe, yeah.
It looks pretty effing gilded.
I don't know. Like, it's hard for me to relate to the idea of really wanting to separate from everything. I don't have his life. I don't have the bustling and I don't have press.
It is very easy for me to relate to that idea.
That's interesting.
It's very easy for me to say, like, we should buy property in the middle of nowhere and stockpile there. I have no problem with that.
I just feel like if we're talking zombie apocalypse and it's a literal matter of survival, okay. But if we're talking like the gradual disillusion of our society, I feel like I need to be here to play a role to some extent in stopping that tide. Like, I don't know going to the mountains of Utah and just waiting for everybody to kill each other is necessarily
move.
Not my move.
That's my move. 100%.
Wow.
See you later, Mark.
Wow.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm going to like protect my people, protect my family, bring my dog and hit it.
Now, again, if the zombies are boiling up in downtown Boston, maybe I'm changing my tune.
Yeah.
But the kind of apocalypse that these guys who are doing this are running against is the kind of apocalypse that I feel like can be stopped, right? And so I'm not sure I would feel good about
that. You think that you're the person to stop it?
I don't, but I feel like to a certain extent, you should buy into your community to try to make it better.
Sure.
Right. And that's not to say you couldn't then move to small town Utah or whatever and find a new community and contribute to it. But I don't know. My tax revenue should probably go to the place where I choose to live. And like, I'm happy to, I don't know, like, what's the difference here? Is it a personality thing, or is it?
I think it's a personality
ideological
thing.
Ideological naivete.
And also the idea that money matters more
right.
to people like us than we're not. We don't have Post Malone money, so it's not like you can pay taxes at a condo in LA and then also have this compound in Utah, right? Like,
right.
We need to invest where we live and love where we live for sure.
We don't get to have free options, basically.
No, and I think that it's interesting because when you hear Austin talk about this, we're on a first name basis now. When I listen to him talk about this, right, he does talk about it in a way like I just had to get out. And it is that kind of desperation that's really interesting to me here, especially in relevance to this song, you know, seasons change, right? Like, and you at one point in your life, you could be really into a certain lifestyle, but then something breaks and you can't keep running in circles anymore and you have to find an exit strategy. And that's what, when I listen to this song and I think about his life experience, I know it's about a relationship. I understand that metaphor. But for me, I layer on that piece of what I know about him to the song, that he lived one lifestyle for a while, this real hustle and bustle lifestyle, but then seasons changed for him. And he did need to focus more internally and find peace within himself. And to say spiritual journey, I roll my eyes at, but I'm really interested in that journey of a human that like you are kind of at some point make the choice to get off a treadmill.
Yeah.
And I think that that's really a powerful and profound choice to make.
Yeah. And look, I'm not judging because especially if there's mental health situations, if I had really terrible allergies to whatever the local tree was, nobody could be like, how dare you to move away to an area that does not have that tree? And maybe that would be an entire different state. Right. But if your health depends on a certain position in the world, both figuratively and literally, I can't fault him for that.
Right.
You know, it's just what I feel good about that move. But I, again, give me Post Malone money and maybe I'm like, yeah, let's have our underground bunker in Nevada or whatever. I don't know.
I think it's like smart and also kind of, I hate to say crazy, but like a little bit fanatical and obsessive in a way that's very intriguing to me as someone that works in mental health. This idea that you do have resources. You can lean into your obsessions. Like, how far do you take it? If you had unlimited money to lean into your obsessions, what would that look like for you? Right? And I think that that's really cool. I think that's a really cool piece. And the way he talks about this compound is like very, very interesting too. Like he talks about the lions that sneak in. He watches them on cams because he has the whole place like surveilled.
Mountain lions?
Yeah. And he like talks about like how he'll just sit in like a room and like watch them all walk around the property. And like, that's interesting, man. To be like, have all this money and like all this fame and that you go on tour, you're working with Taylor, you're working with all these people, you're making this country album. Then at the end of the day, you fly home to like a weird place, like a compound in the middle of nowhere that you just watch mountain lions on surveillance cameras. Like something about that's very intriguing to me, that like how it's kind of maniacal in a very interesting way.
Is there a postmodern supervillain story that starts with guy has pop rap career and then goes to like becomes paranoid, like world ends, and then he creates it as a Mad Max style empire. That's right.
It's like him and like Travis and Taylor and their Utah compound.
And look, I have to say there's like I roll my eyes a little more at the tech billionaires who are buying land in New Zealand.
Sure.
Like thinking that, A, that's some paradise that somehow escapes. That like somehow the AI apocalypse is not coming from New Zealand, right? Like somehow none of the problems with the modern world will find them there. And also that feels more like a real abdication of your role in your responsibility sort of in your current society. Whereas like Utah's a cool place. I've been to Utah.
Yeah.
Like that's a state.
It's
like
pretty nice.
Go there, like contribute, give money to that rural community or whatever.
Yeah, I'm sure
just
it does.
Be good. Don't take it over. Don't gentrify it too hard or whatever.
That's very interesting. The whole idea. And what brought me to this idea was the repeated motif in the song of seasons changing. Right. Mm. And I think about all the different seasons my life has had and still plenty more to go. And I love those changes and I lean into them and I embrace them and I feel a lot of empathy for people that struggle with change, because I think change is awesome. And a lot of people get really scared of it. So I think about that a lot just generally. And this song makes me think about how it's hard to make a change and how it's hard to break your consistent pattern because it's uncomfortable, even though when you know it's the right thing to do. Like, it was probably very hard for him to relocate himself and his base to this remote location, but he knew he had to do it. And he'll often say that he's much happier for doing it. And I just think that's really inspiring.
Yeah, no, so, good for him.
Yeah.
I do think there's something interesting about almost a contradiction in the lyrics, right? Because it were, at least in the narrative on some level, the line I think is seasons change and our love went cold or something like that, right? So it's both sort of on the surface, it seems like, okay, times change, who we are maybe is different now, we are no longer compatible or whatever, but yet they're stuck, right? Yeah. And that's the contradiction that's interesting, is they're doomed to this circle, right? That the titular circle of the song, but they have like, there's an acknowledgement that we are not, the seasons have changed, we are not sort of together anymore, aligned. And I think that's the, you and I both have spouses that we've been with since we were rather young.
Yeah.
And so there is, you mentioned the seasons of your life. I have spent more than one season with my wife.
Same.
Right. And so that line wouldn't apply to us. That wasn't a challenge, but you can see how the idea that somebody who meets in college or whatever would then be married years later and that they wouldn't have changed and grown incompatible is kind of remarkable.
Yeah.
Right.
Or maybe you just find new levels of compatibility.
Sure. Right? Yeah. But that the characters in this song did not have that, but yet they're stuck. So yeah, I find that interesting. Just even if we don't zoom out and think metaphorically, like we just sort of treat it as a love song or a breakup song or whatever, or a failed breakup, right? They can't break up.
Or maybe let's reframe it. Maybe a successful breakup. Like maybe they weren't meant to be together. Like we spend so much time honoring relationships at the beginning and like courtship and like getting together, but we don't do enough about honoring the end of a relationship. And to say, like, this didn't work, but we still learned a lot. And, you know, it's never like that.
The bummer, but ultimately uplifting sequel to every romantic comedy film is the breakup film.
The breakup film. Like, let's just, like, have courtship around breaking up instead of just ghosting each other.
I feel like this song, he can't.
He can't.
So I have a little more music to talk about.
Cool, let's hear it.
Blasting the point. So I found some other songs that do similar things, of course, right? So we're talking about how little pieces of the verse then informed the melody of the hook, right? So speaking of Taylor, collaborator from Fortnite, of course, well, he collaborated with her on her song, Fortnite.
Yeah. I think he got a writing credit on that song too. I'm pretty sure.
Through our previous conversation, I'm not sure. I wouldn't be surprised though. Hey everybody, Mark here chiming in while editing. She's right. But okay, so this is Trouble from 2012. You're going to hear first the hook section. You're going to hear these rising fifths. So it's a jumping when she's, I knew you were trouble. Mm-hmm. That's called a fifth. It's a certain distance. And then they move by step on the trouble, trouble. So take a listen there. It's a shame I'm kneeling out to be two places I've never been. So pairing the jumping fifths with then the short stepwise hook.
Mm-hmm.
Take a listen later in the song. The saddest fear comes creeping in. This time they're going down though. That you never loved me or her or anyone or anything. Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, people that say Taylor Swift can't sing aren't listening because she's got a great voice.
She's got a nice belt in that
song
for sure.
Noticeably lacking vibrato though.
Yeah, not a lot of vibrato
in any of
Taylor
her music
Swift.
Really. Yeah. She tries, like this song, she tries to have a grit to her voice. And in some of the songs on Tortured Poet, she tries to get like a grit into her voice, but
not a lot of vibrato.
No, she's paired well with Post Malone because he can kind of mediate that for her. So I don't know. I'm a fan.
Yeah. Yeah, we know you like Trouble. All right, here is Stuck With You by Huey Lewis and the News, 1986. Very different era, very different kind of music. Also, though, very scratchy, soulful voice.
Mm-hmm.
The verse of this song, you're going to hear two separate elements, like a rising line and then a held note that then falls down. Been down that rocky road, but here we are still. And then in the next section, you're going to hear something based off that descending line when he was thought about someone else based off of that.
We are bound by all the rest.
And then both of those get combined in the song's chorus section. In this part, we're going to hear a rising line. Yes, it's true, goes up. And then happy to be stuck with you falls down.
Yes, it's true.
Maybe I'm reaching, but I feel like there's connective tissue between the sections of that song.
And I also think that subconsciously you might be realizing that Post Malone and Huey Lewis have very similar timbre to their voice.
I think Huey Lewis is like, it's hard to find somebody with a huskier voice than Huey Lewis. He's halfway to Dickie Barrett from the Mighty Mighty Bosstones.
Sure.
But yeah, there's kind of a little bit of that rasp that that
their tones the
comes
same
more
to
naturally to. But that's interesting. Yeah.
To me, yeah. If you like stripped it down. And just listen to the vocals and not like the production or like the background stuff. Like, I think their voices would match.
I feel like there's a little bit more husky soul singer in Huey, but it's not, you're not totally wrong.
No.
I'll meet
what,
you
Mark,
that far.
I'm going to take that win.
Take
Noted.
That win. Yeah, yeah.
Not so, totally wrong.
All right. So back to Post for just a few more examples. So let's listen to this part of the second verse.
I said so. I knew that this was doomed from the get-go.
And we start. That perfect little first two notes is very much just this. Coming back. And then the end of the verse.
You thought that it was special, special, but it was just a sex boat, the sex boat.
What is the lyric there?
You
sex
thought that you
boat?
Were special, and then it was this, but it was just the sex, though,
oh,
I think.
That makes
it's
sense.
A little bit of. It's not the best rhyme. It's a little far on slant rhyme. I always love the Steve Miller Band rhyming in Take the Money and Run.
Mm.
Texas was with what the facts is. I'm like, okay, guys, that's a little.
Like, okay, we get it.
A little bit of a stretch there. I think Post is maybe stretching a little bit, but slant rhyme. We can talk about
Ooh,
slant
like
rhyme
that.
In another episode or half rhyme, right? But anyways, yeah, so that line.
Special.
Really feels like. It comes from this.
I couldn't be there.
Right? Same bit.
Yeah, it does sound really similar.
And then the last part of the song, the bridge, is a bunch of this similar note constructions.
Maybe you don't understand what I'm going through. It's only me. What you got to lose?
So all the point being, nothing too groundbreaking here. It's just previous things he's done in this melody are informing later things. And it's like one big cohesive package that sort of like what happens in the Paramore and also in the variation in I Can't Get You Out of My Head, it stops it from getting boring because it's constantly different, but things are constantly building in a way that makes things feel cohesive. And in this case, I think sort of reinforces the idea of the circles and the sort of never ending trappedness of this, though it's a little maybe more pleasant sounding than the lyrics might suggest.
And I like as a listener, these songs are really easy to learn how to sing in your car. Because it's just like a repeated motif. And if you get one right, you can just keep going with it. And you feel like a little rock star when you're on your way to do your errands. And that's what people want.
Yeah.
We don't want to be challenged. We don't want to have to like work for it. We just want like a catchy tune that we can like hum at the grocery store.
Do you sing in public? Will you sing at the grocery store? Will you?
Yes.
Are you a roll your windows down and sing really loud in the traffic?
And like, I hope people notice and they're like, wow, she's a good singer.
You want people to hear?
I want people to.
I mean, are you a good singer? Like,
I think I'm
that?
A good singer.
I don't think I've heard you say, I mean, maybe a tiny bit in this podcast, but okay. So you want people, you want to inflict.
Yes.
Your.
I want them to know. Ooh, I want to be noticed.
Is it better if they also hear the music or if they don't hear the music?
Well, one time.
Like if it's in your headphones.
This is like one of the best things that happened to me in this last year that I was driving to work and it was like rush hour traffic. It was awful. And a really great song came on the radio and I look over and I can tell that the girl in the car next to me is like also listening, singing the same song I'm singing on the radio.
Oh,
like
nice.
I can tell she's listening to the same radio station. So we both rolled our window. I rolled my window down and started singing. And then she rolled her window down and started singing. And it was like magical.
You're sisters now.
I have
legal responsibility to her. I hope she has a good life.
It was awesome.
What song was it?
It was some like Taylor Swift song.
Okay.
Like for sure. It was like probably Cruel Summer or something.
There's also with Taylor Swift, how ubiquitous she is. There's also a chance she wasn't listening to the radio, that just statistically somebody was listening to the same song at the exact same part of the song as you.
No, it was pretty magical.
Yeah.
And then she just drove to work and I just drove to work and that was it. That was
she was the one that got away. That you guys could have been best friends.
I wonder if she thinks about me.
Yeah,
I bet you she does. Like, it was a really powerful moment.
She's got her podcast.
Yeah, she's on her podcast.
Yeah, talking about it.
Find me, lady in the white Subaru. I'm here. Let's be friends.
Nicole, can we do the outro credits acting like we're really self-conscious and really insecure as opposed to people who actually have voluntarily put themselves out on the internet?
Let's try it.
Nevermind the Music is hosted by Nicole Vatcher and me, Mark Pavany. I also do some other stuff. I guess you could subscribe and leave us a rating and review, but I don't know really if we'll be allowed on the major platforms for distribution.
And if you could, like, if it's okay with you, could you let us know what you think? Because we're not really sure if this is working or not, and we really need your opinion to, like, make sure it's okay. We're Never Music Pod on all the major platforms. We're not sure if we're going to stick with that title, but, you know, if you have a better one, if you could tell us, that'd be awesome. You can email us, if you have time, at nevermusicpod@gmail.com. We were thinking about doing, like, an episode with all of your comments and your letters and your notes. So if it's okay with you, if you could email us some, that would be awesome. If you have time, and we'll answer them on air.
If the podcast still exists.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wondering if dangerous contaminants are in your home's water? Get Leaf Home Water Solutions today. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make it safer and healthier. Leaf Home Water Solutions is offering a free in-home water test. Just visit leafhome.com/water to schedule yours. With results from their advanced digital testing, Leaf Home Water Solutions can design a whole home system and expertly install it in as little as one day. With Leaf Home Water Solutions, you can feel confident that each drop of water from every tap and appliance is cleaner and safer for you and your family. We can't live without water, but we can take actions today to make our family's water safer with Leaf Home Water Solutions. Schedule your free home water test today at leafhome.com/water and save 15% on all home water treatment systems. That's leafhome.com/water for your free home water test and 15% off. leafhome.com/water.